Good afternoon. Let's get reviewing some ciders. So first off, what I've got today is this very impressive, quite heavy, absolutely magical box. And it's beautiful, beautiful design. Henry Weston's Herefordshire Organic Cider. I haven't had a drop to drink yet, okay. Medium dry still organic cider, soil associated organic, rich and fruity with honey notes, sounds delicious. Blended from bittersweet apples grown in our organic orchards in Herefordshire to deliver a rich and fruity character. H. Weston, 3 litres, 6% alcohol. I mean, that's pretty decent, isn't it? We know where the apples come from. Blended from bittersweet apples grown in our organic orchards in Herefordshire. Couldn't be more contained there. We don't know whether or not they're traditional cider apple varietals, but it's pretty promising, okay? And then on the back it says gluten-free and vegan, golden and still, honey and apples, rich and balanced, medium dry. Much mark the bounds, that's where they are. Sorry, the bounds, much mark or Ledbury, Herefordshire. I've been there many, many times, absolutely wonderful. There's a restaurant shop, and you can, there's a museum of old bottles if you like that sort of thing, and you can do the cider tour. And they usually have rare breeds as well. Fabulous shop, absolutely. Fabulous. In 1880, Henry Weston first started crafting cider from bittersweet apples on his farm in Herefordshire. Over many years, he refined the art of cider making, and today Henry Weston's organic cider is produced from apples grown in organic orchards. The cider is slowly matured and spends time in traditional oak vats, which ensures an exceptional taste. Right. So if someone's going to take the time and trouble to do that, why are other companies with ancient and respected names going back to 1728, my eye reference, passing off some crap with water, concentrate, apple, malic acid, glucose syrup, sugar, ascorbic acid, you name it. They're passing that off as cider and charging the same or more money. Well, here we have medium dry still organic cider, bittersweet apples grown in organic orchards, Herefordshire. I just can't say that enough. Sounds delicious. Let's get the old rosy Weston cider glass and let's see. Now, what you do is you poke your finger in the little hole and you extract a tap. Okay, so you've got 3 litres of cider on tap. And so that's precisely what I'm going to do. And I've got the glass. I'm just going to figure out how to use the tap. And we have this absolutely fantastic orange gold. Okay, incredibly impeccable orange gold. Fantastic cider. And I'm just going to attempt to take a photograph while I'm doing that. Let's see if I could have some sort of a backdrop for the photograph. Backdrop. Well, let's put that over there. So just a very, very simplistic photograph to just highlight the box and the goldenness of the wonderful, wonderful cider. And then we'll get into the cider and see what we think about it. Right. Try and get a good angle on this. There we go. It's not great, but it'll do. I'll just put it over here and see if I can get a slightly better angle. Probably not. So this is the only box cider of the long battle of the ciders tasting that I'm doing, and you know, to have 3 litres of 6% cider at your fingertips is magnificent. Right, so there we are. My point is, you know, if somebody, one company, can produce cider of this high quality, why can't all the others? And we all know people, companies, like to cheapskate and cut corners, but I don't think that's, you know, the best thing to do in business, right? And really and honestly, the reason why I'm doing this very protracted cider review and competition, the battle of the ciders, is to try and highlight the wide variety of integrity which passes itself off as one five-letter word on shop shelves, cider. You know, what the hell is cider? And most people don't seem to have any idea at all. But ideally, it's what this box has just said. It's, you know, ancient varieties of bittersweet apples grown in orchards, specific area. So it's a terroir product. And it's ideally, you're just drinking fermented apple juice. And of course, if they will take the time and expense of maturing it slowly in oak vats, so much the better. So let's have a look at this one. Let's grab the criteria list. So right, this one down, it's HW, organic. 6%, and I'll just put box so I know which one I'm talking about. And let's go for blue. Right, okay, so packaging and provenance, I think we could see in there, as far as they go, it's definitely a 6 out of 6. The look of the cider, now the only thing you can say about it is because it's a medium dry still, it doesn't have any bubbles, but the look of the cider is, you know, is it pulsatingly making you want to drink of the stuff? And of course it is. So I think 6 in there. The nose is unbelievable. It's these massive smoky honey notes, real sort of barbecue, which is coming off the oak maturing vats. So I think the nose is one of the best noses I've ever had on a, and it's a little bit of that sort of, you know, when you've got windfalls in an orchard and they start to rot, don't they? And then you get wasps buzzing. But the rottenness is that sort of brown mushiness, and it's kind of has that smell about it as well. So now we're going for apple taste. I mean, to look at, it could easily be just a glass of excellent non-cloudy apple juice, and it tastes brilliantly of apples. You know, I mean, if you handed me this, and I would think, what is it? What is it? And I would know instantly. It was Henry Weston's medium dry still, organic cider, 6%. I'm dilly-dallying here between a 5 and a 6 apple taste. And the only reason I'm thinking, should it have a 5, is could there be a product that tasted more apple-y? So, let me just try again. Am I being a bit pedantic? I mean, to a certain extent, I only want to give it a 5 because there's so many other tastes. But, you know, apple taste. I can't see any reason for not giving it a 6. So we'll just give it a 6, okay? And then extra taste. I mean, it's just chock full of extra taste, right? There's chamomile. There's dandelion. There's a little tiny hint of viper's bugloss. There's masses of honey. And it's honeycomb honey, you know, because as you drink this, you're just seeing honey, you know, just flowing from a honeycomb. Right, there's kind of like the hint of buttered crumpets, honeysuckle, And then you get an idea of little butterflies, you know, flitting through an orchard. To me, it's everything that cider really ought to try and be. So it's going to get a 6 for extra taste. I think we're on a bit of a roll, don't you? But it is going to fall down on bubbles, as there isn't a single bubble. So clean palate, that has to be a 6. I seem to be a bit biased here, don't I? Bubbles, I'm afraid, is a 0, so it hasn't scored as highly as it could do. Feel good factor. I mean, I'm sitting here with this box, right, of organic cider. I can drink as much as I like. There's 3 litres of it. There's a little tap. It's just heaven on a Sunday afternoon. And I'm not even anywhere near Herefordshire. So the product has literally brought itself to me. And it is one of the most glorious alcoholic drinks you will ever drink. I mean, it's absolute perfection and beyond. So we're going to go for 6 with the feel-good factor. And good with cheese. Now, would this one be good with cheese? And I'm thinking, you know, maybe some Gouda, maybe some soft cheeses, a bit of French goat's cheese would be very nice. Mature cheddar. I mean, it's not going to be the very, very best to go with mature cheddar. But when I said good with cheese, it wasn't just cheese. It's sort of the ambience of, okay, hunks of cheese crunching into an apple, a few grapes, a bit of celery. But other things, like, would it be nice with apple crumble and cream? Would it be nice with sausages mashed in an interesting cider-based gravy? Would it be nice with, you know, whatever you want, fish salad? I mean, this is a foodie product, but you could easily sit here of an evening and just nibble an apple and read the Screwtape Letters by C.S. Lewis for want of something, you know, more... well, less lusty, say. It's an excellent all-round cider, and even if you've never drunk still cider before, I think you'll see the appeal of it. It's not, cannot be called in any way a scrumpy cider. It's not raw, it's not rustic, it's not excessively strong. Doesn't have that sort of feel at all. It's the most polished expression of still cider you could ever have. And anyone who, you know, makes the purchase of this is one lucky, lucky sod, essentially. It should be your house alcohol. You could, if you've got a big fridge, you know, you could keep it in the fridge, but mine's at room temperature. And I think it's better for it because it's the perfect texture. And you're getting all the nuances of those incredibly old-fashioned English tastes. You know, the meadow flowers, the walk down by the mill pond, the hay fields. You know, the old England, the hay wain comes to mind, you know, Constable. And it's a cider that takes you back to an era long before the invention of the motorway, the steam railway, or even the canal, right? Transportation is in its infancy. And it just permeates evening sunshine, perhaps seen through the door of a sleepy, drowsy rural church, seating about 150 shepherds in smocks, and that sort of thing, you know. So it's, you know, anyway, getting back to this, is it good with cheese? I'm tempted to say it would be pretty good with anything. So I'm kind of tempted here to give it a 5 because, you know, I've only given it 6s so far. To my mind, the ones that are the very best with cheese are heavily oak matured, and this only has a beautiful fine balance with the oak. It's not excessively smoky. But again, would it be good with cheese? You know, it's very, very difficult. You can see that the criteria I've chosen are not perfect in any way, but where do you begin with ciders, you know? So I'm going to give that one a 5, okay, just to appear to be somewhat objective. And so we've now got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 sixes. 7 sixes are 42 and a 5, 47. Yeah, because the top marks are 54 and it's missing 7. So 47. Is any of the ciders going to do better than 47? Is it my favourite cider? No. No, it's not my favourite cider. I don't know which is my favourite cider yet, because I've still got a long way to go, okay? I don't think it's going to be my favourite cider, but it's certainly the clean-cuttest, most perfectionated, all-round cider that I think absolutely any British person could appreciate, even if they're not a cider drinker. I think just take a little bit of this, pretend it's medicine, or even mull it. I mean, gosh, it would be brilliant mulled, you know, with a tiny bit of cinnamon, a tad of nutmeg, you know, a tiny, tiny grain or two of demerara sugar, and a nice big snifter of golden rum, why not, with a bit of lemon juice. Yeah, I think that would be magnificent, if you're feeling the cold at all, you know, which of course one usually isn't in July. Well, it's not particularly warm today, but I feel warmed by the cockles, you know, the cockles of my heart are feeling warmed by this immense cider, which not only takes us back hundreds of years, but is, you know, an absolute perfection of the cider maker's art, and it's also a product that takes us beyond and outside of industrialization. And I think that is where these products are, they're very best. You cannot drink this and be stuck anywhere near industrialization, even if you're sitting in the middle of a small pokey flat in Marylebone, which of course is worth £5 million. But it doesn't matter how much your property is worth or how many acres you have, this cider is a bona fide cider. And I could actually talk for ages about it. I'd like to, you know, write a poem to it. Henry Weston's Organic Cider. Bittersweet apples, bona fide. Warms the cockles of your heart and doth a rosy glow impart. This cider takes you back through the ages. Chamomile, honey, rosemary, sages, and pages and pages and pages. So, yeah, it's a very poetical cider. I mean, certainly the most deep apricot, orange, golden, it just looks like molten honey, of all of them so far. And it does absolutely everything that other one I had, what was it called, Merrydown, the lowest scoring one so far, absolute pap. But at least it was a cider. I mean, it wasn't one of these water and apple concentrate garbages, but they do look pretty, you know. Yeah, but that didn't. But yeah, no, it's a complete opposite. It does everything that one could have done if it had tried but didn't try, you know. And I think that's a lesson for life, isn't it? We can be so much more than we are, but we just generally can't be bothered, and who cares? Do you know what I mean? So we end up being a Merrydown cider scoring 18, you know, when we could actually be a Weston's Organic 6% box cider from Bittersweet Apples and score 47. And I think if you can't take away something from that today, you know, well, just get yourself a hunk of cheese, a shallot, and be the Lady of Shalott in her castle Camelot, or just be a landscape blot without a plot. Right, thank you. I can never stop saying this is the most wonderful cider in the world, and not necessarily my favourite, but I really do think it's going to take a lot of beating, this one. And you can get yourself some from Westerns, ideally. I didn't say the T word. Okay, and it set me back £9.25, but it's worth every penny. And if you do go to the farm, they also do some amazing, and I can't get any unless I go to the farm, and I'm in Kent, but they do some amazing rhubarb cider. And I mean, who doesn't like a rhubarb cider? Fortunately, we have rhubarb cider in Kent, and it's available just up the road at the Red Lion. So maybe as one of the battles of the cider, I'll go around Kentish pubs and try 6 Kentish pub ciders. That's quite a nice idea, especially in the winter. Thank you very much, and I hope you take away with you, you know, boxes and boxes of this cider. I think it's going to do good. I think it's going to improve your gut health. And I think, you know, the sooner you get yourself some goat's cheese and a shallot and a really crisp, crunchy, big apple would be ideal. Oh, I've got an apple. I'll put it in the next photo. Do a little bit.